It is mentioned in Sabanikh-e Karbala. Sadrul Afadil, Allama Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Murad Abadi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, has mentioned a famous incident which is presented in brief. When Egypt was conquered, one day the people of Egypt requested Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala an, O our chief, there is a custom regarding our river Nile that it does not flow until we perform it. He radiallahu ta'ala an asked, what is that? They replied, we take a virgin girl from her parents, adorn her with an elegant dress and beautiful jewelry, and then throw her into the river Nile. Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala an said, it cannot be possible at all where Islamic teachings prevail, and Islam abolishes such bad customs and practices. So he refused this practice to happen any more. Thus, this practice was abandoned. The flow of the river became slower and slower, and ultimately the people intended to migrate from that place. Noticing this, Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala and wrote down the entire situation to the second Khalifa, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala an. In its reply, he radiallahu an wrote, you did right. Surely Islam eradicates these types of practices. This is a piece of paper enclosed with this letter. Put it into the river Nile. When the letter reached Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala an, he took out the piece of paper written for the river Nile. O river Nile, do not flow. If you flow of your own accord, and if Allah Azza wa Jal makes you flow, I supplicate Allah Almighty to make you flow. Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala an, put that piece of paper into the river Nile. Within a night, the water level rose by 16 yards, and that custom was completely abolished in Egypt. Subhanallah. So my dear respected viewers of Madani channel, we learn from this that we cannot consider pious people of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, awliya ikram, sahaba ikram, that they are like us. No, they have got proximity in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and they have been granted powers by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And imagine if this is the shan and status and maqam of the slaves of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then what would be the